This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast for you on this glorious Wednesday. Al, what's up your ass?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Before, when I went to grab a coffee during the program,
yeah.
You know, I went in the back where the Dunkin' coffee machines are.
Yeah.
And the TV was on back there, and I think it was Good Morning America was on, and they had from Shark Tank, Barbara Corker
yeah.
on, and they were talking to her about the housing market. And I was curious about this, like
the crazy interest rates right now.
Yeah, so like I looked after I saw this this, and I only saw 30 seconds of it, but
yeah.
it reminded me. And I saw, I went back and I looked to see what the interest rates are, and it's like 7% now.
Yeah, I think 7.1. It's actually a little over 7. Yeah.
Yeah, a little over 7. And that's like with like an, I jacked up the credit score the highest you could go, and it was 7.15
yeah.
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So she was talking about, you know, it's still when they could, like, when's the right time to buy? And she was talking about how it's hard to time the market. And that, and I've heard this even people about the stock market, right? They go, you can't time the market by now. Now is always the time to go.
Because you don't know.
Because you don't know.
You have no idea.
But she also said that if the interest rates go down.
Correct.
Then the market will go even crazier because then people will be looking to sell. But I was curious, if you didn't have a home right now.
Yes.
Would you, and you were interested in moving from an apartment to a home, what would you do at the moment?
Would
you?
It would depend on the situation I was
yeah.
in. I don't know.
Yeah, because my friend Paul just recently bought a place.
Yeah, you told me that.
And the interest is like 7%.
It's a lot. And the difference between what he's paying and what I'm paying for something of a similar value probably is a lot different.
It's like $1,000 difference.
A lot different. The interest rates, yeah. Yeah, and it's just wasted money.
Yeah. So then, you know, we were joking around this morning, too, about moving to Arizona, all
yeah.
of us moving to Arizona. And then somebody said Boomer was looking at Arizona real estate, you know. So I was like, I'm going to look at Arizona real estate. So just out of curiosity, there were some nice, like, condos on a golf course. And the condos were like $350, $4. But then I clicked on it. The HOA fee.
$1,000 a month.
$1,300.
Yeah, holy crap.
I guess you get golf privileges or something
you might,
with
yeah,
that.
Maybe they put you in the club. It's possible.
That's the tough thing about, like, when you try to think about, like, if you are somebody who could, like, you've got a family, so you wouldn't be in a condo. But if you're just a couple or you're solo or you got one little kid and you want to go in a condo, that balance, too, of trying to figure out, I'm paying a monthly maintenance fee.
Yeah.
Or... is it better to be responsible for my own outdoor stuff?
So yeah, I would tell you, I think as long as the fee is not exorbitant,
yeah,
I think it's better. I mean, I lived in a townhouse, as you know, before when we first got married.
Yeah,
that wasn't $1,300 a month; it was $475 a month. But it includes snow removal. It included garbage removal. It included my heat, not my air. It included my heat. It included my water bill. I'm trying to think what else I got with it. Not that there was much landscaping to do, but they kept it nice. I didn't
yeah.
have to touch anything. Matter of fact, if you bought plants, all you had to do was, there were no emails. I don't believe email was still, it wasn't what it is now. I remember sending in a letter and then they would send a corresponding letter, put your plants outside. This is the date the landscaper is going to be here. They're going to plant them for you. So for the $475 a month, to me, it was great. Now, I pay for my garbage is $322 quarterly. So it's $100 a month. Easy.
Wow.
My heating bill isn't nuts, but it's $150 a month. My landscaping bill is not crazy, but it's $200 a month. Now, only for about 7 months out of the year, but still $200 a month right there. I got to pay the water bill. Like all these things, total up to more than $475 a month.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in a house, not a, but you understand my point. I mean, I think you do have to understand you are paying for things with that fee.
Right. So. Yeah, the only problem with those things is they can just decide.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? We're good. They're going up next month.
Yeah.
Between that and your taxes,
there's
that
nothing you can
that
do
they could
it.
Decide. Yeah. Yeah. Like the one cool thing, and they go, oh, well, I got my mortgage set at whatever percent you got it at.
Until
when it
the township
good.
Decides that they're going to start paying more in real estate taxes.
Yeah.
Which just happened to us.
Yeah.
My mortgage went up. What would it go up? It went up $88 or something. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I said to Kim, I'm like, what am I missing here? Like, we've had the same mortgage for the last 12 months. Why is this different?
Yeah.
And then there was fine. There was print on the back that says your mortgage rate has increased due to an increase in your property taxes.
Right.
And your real estate taxes. I'm like, can someone tell me, though, rather than just send me a bill? Jeez.
Right. How about a letter?
I got. And how if about we an got old school one, letter? Al, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Maybe Kim saw it and just threw it out, didn't think it was anything. I never saw a letter.
I guess, too, you could also, if the interest rates come really far down, you could always refinance.
Oh, everyone will refinance.
Right?
Everyone absolutely.
Will. But the other thing I was always have been reading about this is that when we were getting 2%, 2-point-something percent, like that was the anomaly. If you look over the long term of people owning houses, the interest rates were always much higher.
Yeah.
And we all got, or people who were getting mortgages in that time period when they were low,
I would say
we're used to that.
6.5 seems to be like that median price.
Yeah.
Because my dad tells me when he bought, when I was in high school, the interest rates were 10%.
Yeah.
And it was normal. Then you think about 2.5%. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That 6-7% range is probably about average.
Yeah, my parents said their first house that they bought in Island, New Jersey, when I was just born, was 16%.
Oof. Holy crap.
And I think the car loans were high.
But see, that's too. Another thing. We talk about paying taxes, you know, federal taxes and all that. Just make mortgage rates the freaking same.
Right.
And people come to you based on your customer service and how well you handle them throughout the mortgage process. You know, like,
yeah.
They should all be the same. Just leave it all. All mortgages from now on, 7%, done. They're never going lower. They're not going higher. They're not going lower. That's it, 7%.
Right, this is what it is.
I don't know.
Right, it varies all the time. Because like it varies every day. Like when you go, if you just Google like mortgage rates, it'll show today's date, this is the mortgage rate. And tomorrow may be different.
Sure. I know. If I look at right now. If I were to look at, so today's what, May 31st?
Today's May 31st.
Okay. If I look at mortgage rates, I'm going to put in March 1, 2023. The average rate was,
what was it?
It was 6.3%.
Oh, so less than it is now.
So on May 31st.
Yeah. I looked it up today. It was 7.1.
7.24 is what I just got.
Okay.
That's a full percent. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
And I always think, too, like people have a certain amount of money that they want their payment to be a month.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter whether that's in the mortgage, in the taxes, in the... So if the mortgage rate is high, you can only afford a certain amount of your house... you know, a certain amount of a price on a house. And when the mortgage rates are low, you could afford a more expensive house because
right.
you're really just looking at the monthly
nut,
as they say.
How about the people that get adjustable mortgage rates?
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap. I mean, you get an adjustable mortgage rate at 3% because you could have done that. And now it's at 7.
Right. And it's coming due.
Oofa.
Yeah. And you're in the same house, except your house is now 5 or 10 years older. And now you're jacked up.
In a lot
of
trouble.
That's scary.
There. May 31st, 2022, it looks like mortgage rates were 5.6%.
And even that seemed high.
I agree.
2-point-something percent.
Yeah.
Did you and I get in? I got in under when the 2-point-something.
No, I didn't get the 2. I got 3.15.
No, okay.
Which to me is.
Oh, for sure.
These poor people at 7%. Yeah. I'm thrilled with my 3.1.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You ain't kidding.
I started to watch. This is a very bizarre program that I wanted to share with you, Jerry.
Oh, were you watching Sesame Street again?
No, that's not bizarre. This was a show. It's on the ID channel right now. I'm watching it on the Discovery Plus app, but it's on ID channel if you have cable. By the way, which reminds me, we talked about the condos and things. My condo in Florida included cable.
Wow.
In my maintenance.
That's incredible.
In my monthly maintenance fee, yeah.
How about that? That's a great selling point.
Yeah, it was great. Like that bill was
That's
was
pretty
solid.
Cool, actually.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, if you wanted HBO or something, you had to pay extra, but like your regular channels, yep. HGTV and all that were included.
That's pretty good.
So this was on ID channel. The name of the program is The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. And it was a story about this family who was a husband, wife, and three boys. And they decided to adopt a child. And they adopt what they believe is a six-year-old girl. But I'm only like an episode and a half into this. It's like three episodes because it's so bizarre. They, upon having this six-year-old for a couple weeks, begin to think that she's actually like 18 years old.
Okay.
She suffers from a special type of dwarfism. And they are now believing that this child is like 18 years old to 20 years old. And this person starts exhibiting behaviors wherein this child or adult is threatening to murder the family who's adopted them.
Nice. Okay.
And just bizarre. And they got the father is on camera talking, one of the sons, next door neighbors. It is bizarre. Like, they had what? No. There's, as I'm getting more further into this thing, the family seems a little wacky as well. So they may be, some people are saying that the family members decided that they made a mistake in adopting the child, so they are trying to turn it so that the child's a bad child or an adult, which maybe is not.
Right.
Some are saying that, yes, this is not a child. This is an adult. It is weird. They got a lot of home movies. It's wild. Some people's lives, man. I just got to think, like, some people's lives are completely upside down. Like.
They could be living right next door to you.
Oh, and that's what one of the neighbors said. The neighbor's like.
No idea.
I'm living in this sleepy Indiana town, and you're telling me two doors down there's a six-year-old who might be an 18-year-old who might be killing
everybody thinks they're in that town where crap doesn't happen until it happens, and then the media descends upon the town.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, this is a wild. A
lot of weird stuff going on out there.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I do recommend it because of the bizarreness of it. So it's called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
I will put that on the list of things that you recommend that I don't watch.
Jerry, you would love it. You would love it.
That list is growing at a rapid rate.
Jerry, I wish you were taking some Rutgers road trips and you could download this.
I got other stuff.
And watch it.
I'm good. The one thing I really want to watch, I want to see the movie Air. I would like to watch
that.
Yeah. Just haven't had the time. And I do want to see that memorabilia one that you watched.
Golden Auctions.
It always comes up on a suggestion for me on Netflix.
Yeah.
Every time I put it on.
Golden Auctions. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I just don't have time to sit down and watch TV. That's the problem. I really don't. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide whether I want to see Air. Like, I think the story sounds interesting.
Well, the story is interesting. It is based on facts.
Michael Jordan and signing a Nike.
How they signed him, yeah. So it is. And the fact that Boomer's involved, not that he's in it, but, you know, it's neat.
Yeah.
But I would like to watch it. I haven't seen it.
Now, people were saying that at that time that Nike was not doing well.
Nike was nothing. They
I don't
were
recall
just a
that at all.
Well, because you were
a sneaker, but they were a popular sneaker, I would think.
But not like they blew up with that.
Like, what was popular back
Adidas.
Then?
Adidas.
Really?
Converse.
Converse.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
Converse
right.
was everything.
Oh, they had like the NBA. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Converse was the shoe.
So I wonder how he decided to go with Nike when he should.
That's the whole point.
That's
like,
the whole
why
movie?
Did he go with Nike and not go with one of the other companies?
Like, yeah. You're right. Nike was. I remember seeing a story
on
Phil
Knight. It was a running
shoe. Yes. They were into running shoes, mm-hmm. track shoes.
Yeah.
And then got into the basketball shoes.
And there's a great example to where you always say, Converse has the market cornered. Why am I going to create another sneaker? Meantime, Nike is the biggest and has been for decades now.
Yeah.
And the other ones still do well. It's not like they don't. I mean, hell, Under Armour came in and became
That was a shocking player. To me.
Yeah. But goes to show there's a lot of people out there.
But I feel like Under Armour came in with that under...
The shirt.
The shirt yes. that was going to wick away moisture, and then they added products to that.
I will tell you, because of Under Armour and that shirt, they have completely changed the shirt game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a cotton shirt anymore. Like, this one I'm wearing from Colonia Middle School?
Yeah.
This, to me, is a product, that, not that it's Under Armour, but this is a byproduct of what Under Armour started.
Right.
It's comfortable, it's airy, it's light. These shirts are great. And that's all because Under Armour started making shirts out of this material.
Right, and then everyone started copying Under Armour.
As soon as someone's successful with something, copycats.
Yeah.
Happens with soda, meals, food, everything. Clothing, cars. I mean, you think about, I think Tesla, I think, could be wrong, but if not, it's whatever. I think Tesla was the first one to put that big screen interface in the car. Now you look at every new car, they all have them.
Even cars, I'll walk by... I always like to look. Now I look for screens when I'm like walking my dog. Yeah. There could be like a Nissan Sentra.
And it's got it.
It's got a nice size screen in it.
I know. I know. And to me, that's as if you've got a great interior like that, I don't even almost care what the car is.
Same.
As long as the car drives well and you got that great look inside, it's tremendous.
I love a car interior.
Yeah, I know.
Exterior, don't care.
Yeah. It's because that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
That's where you're spending your time.
And that's what you can control. When we're parked like out front here.
That's true.
I can't control whether people are hitting my bumper, the wind, the rain, the snow, the dirt.
The gigantic bird crap that lands on your car sometimes.
Gigantic bird crap. Right. We can't control that. We can control the inside of our car.
Yes. You just reminded me. I didn't pay my parking. Thank you very much. But so it's like everything's a copycat. So it's not surprising to me. When things are successful, even when they're trying to start something that's already out there.
When I was in high school, I only wore Nike paraphernalia.
Really?
I don't know why. I like got locked into Nike. I would wear only Nike t-shirts, Nike sneakers.
Maybe because as the popular kid in the class, you wanted to set the tone?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I remember some people signed my yearbook, Nike Man.
You're kidding me.
No. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, Nike Man. Because that's all I would wear.
That's actually
Nike
funny.
T-shirts.
Was the cowboy shirt a Nike shirt?
Probably not. I would have went. I mean, like if I was getting something that wasn't NFL related, then it was Nike.
Nike.
But I do remember having those Reebok pumps that Boomer used to promote.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They were pricey. Damn.
Probably more then than now.
Probably very close.
Odd, right?
Yeah, very strange. What do you make of this thing I was saying about Listerine? I'm hearing from...
Oh, I told you this.
Yeah.
And then you told me that you had seen the same thing.
Yeah, like that they're saying Listerine...
It's extreme.
...is not good for your mouth bacteria.
How far do you want to take it?
I don't know. How far are you willing to go, Jerry?
You know what? A guy that's eaten fast food 3 times a day, 4 days out of the 7... If he cuts out the fast food and still eats not great, is going to lose weight and do better for himself.
Right.
The person like you that's eating no sugars and no refined foods is still going to look at him as a pig. But he's taken the first step towards hopefully 5 or 6 steps
right.
to becoming healthy. The same thing with your hygiene. Do you just want to use toothpaste or do you want to use toothpaste and floss? Toothpaste, floss, and mouthwash. Now, which ones are good? Which ones are bad? How about first we make sure we don't have yellow teeth? Let's start there.
Okay. So now no yellow teeth. Then once
teeth
that's
are relatively healthy, we make sure we got the floss going.
Right.
Now that the floss is good, we have the Listerine. All right. Now that all that's good, now let's break it down and let's see how extreme we want to get.
Right.
You know.
Because these people on the internet, the social media.
Extremists.
Yeah. It's like all of the toothpastes you heard of, no good. So Crest, Colgate, AIM, too harsh. Very harsh chemicals. The scrubbing agents are too harsh. Very bad for you. Bad for your gums. Bad for your teeth. Your mouth, Jerry, is made up of a membrane it's soaking into there. Then it's like, oh, the Listerine. But meanwhile, I go to my dentist. Listerine, Colgate, Crest. But I don't know who to believe.
I don't either. I don't either. I'm sure there's truth to all of it.
Yes.
Again, it's just a matter of how far you want to take it. Yes. Do I think if you sat there and you put your head back and you put a cork in your throat and you sat there with a pool of Listerine in your mouth that it's not going to wear away your insides? Of course it's going to. It's in your, you're putting Listerine in your mouth for 30 seconds once a day. Come on. What are we talking about?
I do enjoy it. It feels very refreshing when I'm done, right?
There's nothing better than after a nice little, I don't, we use Listerine. We use
you
a
said
scope.
Scope.
I like scope.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Right.
Hello.
You ever get like a cold drink of water after having
that's,
scope?
That sucks. Ooh. That's not because now your mouth is freezing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's freezing. I don't know what the sensation
is. I think your mouth particles are so sensitive from having the Listerine killing everything in there. And then you're putting the cold water on. It's, it shocks the system.
It is nuts.
Just like if you had ever, maybe when you were a kid, you have a glass of orange juice and then you brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
It kills. I don't know what, like, what's that?
The acid in the orange juice probably.
Is rubbing on my teeth now?
That combined with the toothpaste, it's probably a bad combination.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. I don't know, but that would be my guess.
Then the other thing, you go looking at deodorants. I'm like, this deodorant.
Well, they're all bad.
It's bad for me.
All deodorants are bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's breaking news. I think we all know that. The only alternative, and it's funny, I was working nights here. So this, I don't even know what years. This would have been 2004, 5, 6, something like that. I was working the 4 to midnight shift, or 4 to 11:40. I'm sorry, 5 to 11:40 shift. So I'd get here about 3. I'd leave around 11:45. I'd get home around 1:30. It was a very long day. And I remember reading about the aluminums or whatever is in the deodorant. I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. Because I had just had a cyst under my arm that the doctor said came from deodorant, and I had an open wound under there. I must have got cut or something. And the deodorant created an infected cyst or bubble, whatever.
Yeah.
It was so red. And I will never forget just the doctor squeezing the pus, and the pain. They tried numbing it, but I was so far gone that it just hurt like hell. Long story short, I'm like, you know what? No more deodorants. I don't need to go through that anymore. But nothing worked. And I'd be sitting there at work at 9 p.m. like, God, what stinks? Oh, it's me. Like, oh, God. Like, I was trying powder, which isn't great either, but I thought it was better than deodorant. Nothing. I tried out just soap. That wears off in an hour. I'd be on the train. I'm like, God damn it. It wore off already. Like, this is not. So, unfortunately.
Right. You got to go back to the aluminum.
I still use the deodorant. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough to try to, like, be using clean ingredients.
You are. You are not. You're ahead
of 90. I'm doing a lot of it.
You're ahead of 99.8% of society. Not maybe.
I want to be 100.
Have you seen society?
I have seen society.
You're doing well.
Despicable, Jerry.
Al, I am obese. Look at everybody else.
You're not obese.
I am, though.
You think you're technically obese?
I know I am. Given my height, my size, I am. That's how I am categorized.
Then what are these other people I'm looking at?
Morbidly obese.
Oh, right. Morbidly obese.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I literally fall just inside it, but I am. I'm inside the obese category now. It's awesome.
You're not in the morbidly obese category.
No. Never mind. I'm trying not to be. I eat out too much, man.
Yes. It's impossible. It's very difficult to eat out and... Very hard.
Oh,
very hard, Jerry. All right, let's do the warm-up program, Jerry. And we'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday.
All right.
I'm going to go to
Wegmans.
Costco today.
Oh, okay.
During the week trip.
Good. So I think that's the time to go.
You told me that's the best time to go.
That is a great time to go.
Yeah.
Especially if you go around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when I would go.
Okay. Costco it is. I got to get me some Costco items, Jerry.
Costco item.
Oh,
what's the big thing? You don't buy your own toilet paper, so what's the big thing on the list?
I love to buy coconut water at Costco. It's much cheaper.
You like coconut water?
Yeah, I love coconut water.
I drink it. I've tried.
Yeah.
I think it's gross.
I get coconut water there. I get frozen blueberries. I get granola. I get the chips I like.
What kind of granola you get?
There's a keto granola that is all good ingredients. I don't, it's some brand name I never heard.
Okay.
There's also a great brand in the supermarket called Purely Elizabeth is the brand. She makes a nice granola. I don't know what else I get. Sweet potatoes, Jerry.
At Costco?
Yeah, sometimes. I get eggs there.
They don't grow like horns?
No. No, they actually last pretty long.
The eggs is a good deal. That's one of the best deals at Costco.
You get that big, like, what is it?
You get 36, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes.
For like $6.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
And it used to be for like $3.
Yeah.
But everything costs everything.
Everything's much more. Yep. So I get those items, Jerry. There's nice organic turkey meat that I like. Nice beef.
I did good today. I had nothing but ground turkey until the donut with my face and your face came on it. I'm like, I got to have a donut with my own face.
You couldn't resist your own face.
So I had ground turkey in my face and your face.
What are you seasoning that ground turkey with?
Nothing.
Just plain ground turkey?
It was Kim made stuffed peppers, one for her, which had some stuff in it. Mine was just plain and the pepper. Mm. It was ground turkey.
Ground turkey and a pepper.
And a pepper. It's pretty good.
I think I could make a ground pepper. I mean, like a stuffed pepper. I've never tried.
It's not that difficult.
You just stuff it and then shove it in the oven.
Yeah, we actually brown it first.
Yeah.
Then put it in the pepper. And then,
oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then bake it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's good. Mm. So, all right. Well, you have a great day.
You too. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry. It's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, hey, what do we say? We do that this Wednesday. What's up, midweek? Boy, that came quick, right? When we don't work Monday, that's what happens. The Eddie Scazzeri, what is up, you good fella? And for me, his name is Albert Larry Dukes. What's up?
I thought I was going to be Albert IKF Dukes.
No.
All right.
That's too obvious.
Jerry, that was a fun night of baseball.
It would have been cool if we watched it.
Yeah, well.
I did see a good portion of the Met game. I did not see any of the Yankee game other than to see that they scored 10 runs again.
They scored 10 runs. Aaron Judge hit another home run. Why they continue to throw balls down the middle on this dude, I don't know, Jerry.
Well, in fairness, it was, I think it was 8-4 or 8-2 already.
Oh, okay.
At that point. Pitch to him.
Good
and
point.
And I didn't. It's funny. Usually, at least, I've seen the highlights. I was listening to the Draymond Green podcast for the last 25 minutes.
Draymond Green podcast.
So I did not get a chance to watch the highlights yet, which I will at some point. My question would be, because someone said that they threw the ball down the middle to him yesterday, or two days ago. Not really true. It was just off the outside corner. He's just really good, made a great swing. I want to see this pitch.
I just, to me, it's just like, don't throw it anywhere near where he can hit it. So, like,
strike out a lot, though.
Right in the dirt.
But he strikes out 200 times a year.
That's true. And you're right. At this point, the Yankees scored 3 runs in the first inning, all they needed. Then Volpe hits a 3-run home run.
That was it. That ended the game, basically.
A guy named Greg Allen, who I don't even know who that is, on the Yankees hit
outfielder.
A home run.
Isn't he from the from Cleveland?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't even know who that was. Yeah. And at the very least, Jerry, I've not missed a Yankee highlight package.
All season, even
all
on the
season.
Weekends.
Even though when I wake up in the morning, I get my coffee, I do my highlight packages.
In fairness to you.
Never heard of him.
No, you have. I just don't think he is. I'm going to pull up his stats from this year. He has not played a whole lot.
That was his first home run.
So let's see.
I wish John Sterling was doing the game so we can get a Greg Allen home run call. No.
No. Let's see. Greg Allen. I'm going to say he's played 15 games.
All right.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
What have they played? Around 50-ish?
Yeah. So then he must not have done anything that was big in the game that I would have seen in a highlight package.
15 games for Greg Allen. Let's see. He has played 8 games.
8 games. Wow.
So in fairness to you,
yes,
it's not like he's been out there every day. Right. He hasn't been.
So then in the previous 7 games... he probably didn't do anything good enough to make a highlight package.
I would agree with that because when you look at his previous games played, he did play Monday. Well, he did score a run Monday, and prior to that, not a whole lot.
It must have been, you know what I probably saw in one of the highlight packages? He's just like on base already. They didn't show his hit.
Probably.
Then it was like probably like a double where he was on third and just trotted home.
They're going to show you the guy that gets the base hit.
Yes.
And that's what they're going to feature. So you're not, I don't think you're off by saying who's this guy. That seems fair to me.
New phone, who this?
And yes, he did play with Cleveland for 3 years.
Okay.
Prior to the pandemic and then during the pandemic season.
The Yankees are just rolling out there. They're steamrolling the Mariners.
Yeah, scoring a lot of runs too. Yeah.
Taking over that city, Jerry.
And all of a sudden, you look at them, and they've won 4 in a row. Now, they lost 3 straight prior to that, but prior to that, they'd won 5 in a row. So all of a sudden, now the Rays lost again. Oh, now we're just 5 back in the AL East.
That was like 10 games at one point, right?
It was.
When I asked if the season was over,
and
I asked
what we keep saying, the Rays are not going to play. The Rays are good. They're not this good to where they're going to keep winning 9 out of every 10 games. It wasn't going to happen. And so now you're within 5. You're not even in June yet, which is tomorrow.
Right.
5 games in August seems manageable, let alone in May 31st.
They're back. Yankees are back, Jerry, and this is it. It's official. They've taken over Seattle just like the group that took over the downtown. Aaron Judge has just barricaded himself in downtown Seattle with IKF and all the other Yankees. This Greg Allen fella.
And Seattle's not a bad team either. Like, Seattle's they're an average to a little bit better than an average team.
They look like they stink.
Right now, they don't look great. They're giving up a lot of runs.
Yeah.
A lot of runs.
Early and often.
A lot of runs.
3-0, 6-0, 7-0.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Well, you know what it is? They got their stopper going tonight, George Kirby.
Yeah, I was thinking of this when I saw George Kirby.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Georges anymore being named.
No.
Like,
I think George Foreman did that last, where he named all his kids George, and that was the end of it.
This George Kirby for the Mariners has to be named after a grandfather. There's no way his parents were just like, let's name our kid George without any connection.
Oh, that could be. That's possible. I have a cousin George. He's named after my grandfather.
Right.
This is very true.
Is he as young as this George Kirby?
Though? Not as young. He's probably, I don't even know, 32 maybe?
All right.
So not quite as young, but young enough. Right?
That is young enough, Jerry.
Because
normally I would think if your name is George, you're 45 or older.
Yes. Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. Correct.
Same with Albert.
Albert.
They still name babies Jerry or no? Like, do you know any young Jerrys?
My real name's Gerard.
Do you know any young Gerards?
No.
Like, you coach any young Gerards coming up? Any young Alberts?
No.
What about Eddies?
Yes. No. That's a good one.
Eddie, I think, is still a solid name.
Eddie. I have not coached an Eddie. No.
Well, Mike. Is Mike
still? Mike
is
still very popular.
Joe. John.
It's funny, on our one baseball team, I think we have 4 Joes. It's nuts, actually.
Is one of those named Joe Mama?
Joe Ass.
Joe Mama.
You're such an idiot, I swear.
And the Mets, Jerry, what a fun game that was.
Oh, God.
Mets, Phillies.
That's it. We're done with the Yankees.
Yeah, it's enough. The Yankees are just rolling. I'll give you one more note. Harrison Bader's officially hit DIL.
Okay.
Hamstring.
I did see that. That
hamstring
is true.
Hamstring strain.
It is. The Yankees are fortunate just from this standpoint. I mean, they're killing Seattle.
Yeah.
No, not facing Luis Castillo at all in these 3 games. That would be the one guy. You get, Gilbert. That was 2 days ago.
Gilbert, yep.
We get, or was that yesterday? Whatever. You got Kirby tonight. It's like, eh.
That's not exactly the top of the line Young roster.
But doing what they're supposed to do. That's the mark of a really good team.
Oh, one more quick one. Aaron Hicks is now on the Orioles.
Correct.
Will he hit a home run against the Yankees this year?
I think, I don't know how long he'll be there. So they picked him up because Cedric Mullins got hurt.
Okay.
But they also don't think it's a long-term injury. This could be a couple weeks maxing out. Now, I'd have to look at this. Let me pull up the schedule and see if the Yankees play the Orioles anytime soon. I don't know if they do.
So he's got to turn it on as soon as he becomes an Oriole if he's going to stick around, is what you're saying.
Well, I would tell you a good bet would be to a home run in his first game.
Greg, is that going to be...
And then he'll drop dead.
Enormous odds.
Enormous odds, you would think.
He's going to put that sweet swing into Camden Yards right field. Yankee fans will be like, we got rid of Aaron Hicks too soon.
They don't play Baltimore anytime soon.
Yeah, too bad.
The Yankees go to the Dodgers over the weekend. Then they're home for the White Sox, Red Sox. Then you get the Mets for two at Citi Field in Boston, Seattle again. So the Orioles are no time soon.
Ah, too bad.
He'll be gone by the time they play the Orioles again.
He would have to catch real fire for a long time in order to face the
Yankees. Yeah, he's not taking the place of Cedric Mullins. When he comes back and he's healthy, he's out. I would think. I mean, who knows? Listen, if he goes there and plays well,
yeah,
he'll have a spot on the team.
Jerry, you got to play well enough where the team can't get rid of you.
Correct. I think he was batting 190 this year.
That will get you run. Batting 190, Jerry, well, that'll get you run right off a team.
Now, that would have been 190 points higher than you had the one season.
All the one season, yeah.
But for a major leaguer, that's not going to keep you around very long.
No.
Not great.
Kept me around as a little leaguer. Because I could field my position in center field.
Do you ever think the difference between a 190 hitter and a 300 hitter
is what?
Is 11 hits every 100 at bats.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
No. Like the guy that bats 300 makes out 70 out of 100 times. The guy that bats 190 makes out 81 times instead of 70.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
Yet if a guy comes up that's a 300 hitter in a big spot, we feel really good about him. And the guy that's the 190 here, like, oh, this is over.
Yeah, this guy
and
stinks.
It's the difference of 11 hits every 100 at-bats. That's it.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a large difference.
No, it doesn't. It does not at all.
That's what they always use in trying to motivate people in different things and different jobs. You're like, a really great baseball hitter will fail 7 times.
Correct. They always tell you the Hall of Famers will fail 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
It's a good way to think.
I like every once in a while when we have a dude chasing 400. That is cool.
We haven't had that since Tony Gwynn.
I know. I feel like Tony Gwynn, George Brett,
who was
Rod
batting
Carew.
What? That was in 94 during the strike year. He was, what, a 387 during when that strike hit?
Is that right?
I
the strike
say,
ruined
on.
His chase hold of 400?
Hold on. I'm going to check. I don't. Damn. People are going to yell at us. Yeah. I'm pretty sure in 94... He was batting .300. It was high threes when the strike came, 94.
We need a 400 hitter, Jerry.
What?
I want a 400 hitter this year.
You're not going to get one.
Who's leading?
Yeah, I don't think we'll. I will. I don't think we'll ever see a 400 hitter in our lifetime. To be quite honest.
Batting average.
All right, so here we go. 1994. Tony Gwynn was batting more than .387. He was batting .394.
That's .394.
Yeah. So how about this run he had? I mean, you talk about a great hitter. 1993, he bats .358. 94, he bats .394 in 110 games. Backs it up in 95. In 135 games, he batted .368. Then he had a down year, .353 in 96. .372 in 97. Think about those 5 years right there.
And he never struck out either.
Damn, no. He was not a strikeout guy at all. Let's see. His highest number of strikeouts in a career was in 1988. He played 133 games, and he struck out 40 times. I mean, are you serious?
There's a dude on the Marlins, Jerry. He's batting .376, second baseman Luis Arraez.
Oh, Luis Arraez. He is not going to bat 400.
He is not?
No.
Let me give you one other name.
He was the batting champion last year.
Freddie Freeman's batting, he's not batting 344.
That's 56 points lower with 120 games to go. Are you out of your mind?
Bo Bichette, .331.
No, come on. You're not even close to 400.
Oh, that's pretty damn close, Jerry. It's only 70 points.
It's not close. How about, all right, here we go. This would be the cool year for Tony Gwynn, talking about strikeouts or whatever. 1997, he played 149 games. He batted .372. You want to guess how many strikeouts? 149 games.
I'm going to say he struck out 40 times.
28 times. That is unbelievable.
It'd be pretty cool if you're a pitcher, you got Tony Gwynn looking.
Wow.
That's right, Tony Gwynn. You missed it.
That really is something. Oh, I got a better one for you. This is ridiculous. In 1989, he played 158 games. He struck out 30 times. That's it. 30 times.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And now you look at the way these guys strike out, and it's just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. He doesn't must matter. Not be able to watch baseball anymore.
Well, he passed away, Al.
That's what I mean.
Aye, aye, aye.
I mean, you cannot watch baseball when you're passed away, Jerry. News alert for you. Do you know anyone who's passed away who's still watching baseball?
Well, there are a lot of people that would think they're watching from above.
Why did Tony Gwynn pass away?
Mouth cancer. How do you not know that?
Well, I know now that chewing you mentioned tobacco. It, Jerry. Oh, he passed in 2014.
Yeah.
We're thinking about you, Tony Gwynn, today.
Very sad.
And your high average and your lack of strikeouts.
Yes. Well, we can always think about it. When we think about great baseball players, Tony Gwynn should be on the list.
He's on my list.
He should, and he's one of those guys that, like Will Clark, mm-hmm. I used to collect the baseball cards and couldn't wait for this week in baseball because we never saw them.
Right.
All you knew
was a mystery.
Yeah, and all I remember was a friend of mine was my cousin actually, lives in San Francisco. I used to talk about Don Mattingly. All he would talk about was Will Clark.
Right.
And that was the battle. Will Clark, Don Mattingly, best first baseman in baseball.
It is funny. You'd see Will Clark when they played the Mets.
That was it.
That was it.
You would see him a handful of times, and that they didn't even play the Yankees because there was no interleague back then.
Correct.
Or maybe very little at the end. I'm not even sure when his career ended. But, yeah, you never saw him. It was just the back of the baseball card. Do you think in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, well before the internet, I guess cable, ESPN changed things a little bit, so let's stop at the 80s for the most part. Do you think writers voted for the Hall of Fame based purely on the back of the baseball card?
Yes.
They had to, right?
Yeah, had to.
Well, I mean, I guess they could have.
And articles you might have read about them.
But where were you getting those? They were going to the library for you. What do you call that? The microfiche or whatever the hell you call it?
Microfilm and microfiche.
Where were you? I guess there were box scores in the Daily News and the Post.
Yeah, box scores.
So you were basically voting for Hall of Famers, not from watching them, but purely off the back of a baseball
yes.
card. Which is stats. Interesting because when you watch someone every day, it's different. Sometimes the stats don't quite tell the story.
You also wouldn't get in, you know, some of these guys don't get voted in because they're mean to the reporters.
Well, that's true, too.
Was you
that,
never
who
interact-
was that, Eddie? Was that Jim Rice? That they
Jim Rice, Eddie Murray.
And Eddie Murray. That's Eddie right. Murray, he was another right. one. That's true. So very interesting how yeah. different it is now.
Oh, it is, Jerry.
Compared
Albert
to
Albert Bell, right?
Albert Bell was another one, yeah, 100%. All right, we got to take a break. We barely even got started. We talked a little bit about the Yankees. We will get to the Mets coming up next because that's where Al was going to go. So he will go there after the break and we'll go to a Boomer and Geo program at 6 on the Fan. Interesting. Now, why would you go with this song leading into a Mets story? There's got to be something here. All right, Al and Jerry with you till 6 o'clock. Talked a lot about the Yankees and Tony Gwynn. Who knew we were going to be discussing that? And your Metsies last night with a solid win over the Phillies.
Solid win, 2-0. Kodai Senga, Jerry. Lights out.
Well, not lights out. He did give up a home run that Brandon Nimmo took back. I mean, I can't say lights out when he gave up a 390-foot shot.
He gave up one hit.
One hit.
Seven innings.
And it wasn't even a hit.
And by the way, I'm not sure that was going out of the park, the Brandon Nimmo stolen, what they're calling the stolen home run ball. I think I was hitting the top of the wall.
So, funny you say that, just because when I was watching this live at the time, I thought immediately, look at him taking a home run away. Then they showed the side angle.
Yeah.
He might have stopped a double.
I think he stopped a double.
Either way, it's a great play.
Great catch, great play. Yes. That dude is super excited. He looks like a little leaguer out there. Then I like that Brandon Nimmo himself got robbed of an extra base hit.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
By some dude in the outfield for the Phillies.
You know what's so interesting about Brandon Nimmo is how many times you see a guy sign a big contract and then they're slow to get going or maybe they're kind of complacent. This guy has come out balls to the wall and has played great
yes.
all season long. And I also think back to when they drafted him. I believe he was the kid, if I remember the draft correctly, where he played like American Legion ball or something like that. He didn't go to college. And I'm thinking, who the hell is this, and why did they draft this kid? And it's really worked out. Like, he's like Alonzo. Like, he's a Met. And now that he's signed long-term, he ain't going anywhere, and you hope he starts and finishes his career there. But he's fun to watch, too.
Do you think opposing pitchers hate when he gets a walk and he darts down the first base?
I don't think anymore, no. As I think it's at this point now, it's his thing. maybe when he was a rookie or a second-year player or a third-year player, they were like, what is this, dope? Yes, I don't think so anymore.
There's two extremes. When you sprint down the first base, that looks weird. And if you casually, slowly take off all your gear and wander down the first base, I hate that as well.
I like him running down the first.
I do too. It looks like, you know what it looks like, Jerry? I'm ready to advance.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do a hit and run situation. I'm ready to steal a base.
Have two disengagements. I'm going to run on your face.
Yeah. I will be gone down the second base. Yep, that's how fast I am.
He really is. Fun player to watch.
Yeah. He's awesome. So who do we got tonight for the Mets pitching? Carlos Carrasco.
Who was not great last time.
He was?
Yes.
I thought he was terrible last time.
Did I miss that one?
I don't know. I
thought Carrasco's last time out was really good.
All right.
Haven't got to that just yet because I was listening to Draymond Green to look at Carlos Carrasco splits.
What's going on with this Draymond Green podcast that you're interested in?
So today's one of those days where you've got the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah.
What else?
Mets and Yankees.
Right. So I was searching for stuff.
Okay.
And I came across Draymond Green, who did his podcast. Last time out, Carlos Carrasco pitched against the Cubs, 6 2/3, 1 run, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, and got the win.
You are correct, Jerry.
I know. You made me second guess myself.
You are correct, sir.
So I saw that Draymond Green did a podcast, and so I'm like, oh, you got to listen because you never know what comes out of it. And I did like this gem that I heard. Clearly not a Boston Celtic fan, and clearly not a fan of the Celtic fans. As he basically said, screw you guys.
Boston Celtics fan will make excuses, and I ain't hearing none of that because y'all rude, and I'm happy y'all lost. Especially those of you that are in that arena, I'm happy y'all lost.
They're rude, Jerry.
There's one where he's laughing at the end, which is, this might be it. This might be it.
I must say, it did not hurt me to watch the Boston Celtics fans suck. Those people were really rude to me last year. And I like to see them suffer.
I like that. It seems good natured.
Yeah, no, he's having fun with it, but he's serious too.
Yeah.
Like, Boston is not a fun place to play for him, and he wants to make sure everybody knows it. It's pretty funny.
And he's happy they're out. Now, this Aaron Nola, Jerry, is he still a good pitcher for the Phillies?
The Phillies have not been a great team, though, this year.
Yeah.
But yes, Aaron Nola is still a good pitcher.
Jerry, more controversy continues to surround the Dodgers Pride Night.
Yeah, I saw I was about to say Oral Hershiser.
You're thinking of Oral and Pride Night.
I was thinking about Oral Hershiser, jerk. Not
I see.
Clayton Kershaw. Wow.
And Trevor Williams.
You know what it is? We're talking about Tony Gwynn and Will Clark. Yeah. My mind went back to that time.
We're going old school baseball here tonight, Jerry.
What do you think it was last morning? Time Oral Hershiser's name was mentioned on this radio station?
You got to love Oral.
That was it. We actually kept the recording of it.
Who had Oral?
Okay, Boomer, relax.
Ooh, okay. So two things came up with the L.A. Dodger Pride Night. It still surrounds the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, Jerry. You'll remember that they were invited, then disinvited, then re-invited.
Right.
They are a group who, I guess through their comedy, they are gentlemen who dress like nuns.
Right.
So there are Catholic groups who are very against this. Amongst them, Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw.
No, well, he's not against Pride Night.
He is not against Pride Night.
He's against
at all.
This group.
Yes, he does not like the inclusion.
He believes they attack the Catholic religion.
Yes.
And so that for that reason, he doesn't like them. Made it very clear about all the other stuff is fine.
And for that reason, I am out. But he is happy, Jerry, that the Dodgers announced Christian Faith and Family Day.
Actually, I don't think they did. He did.
Oh, he announced it.
I think he did.
Well,
June 30th or July 30th, I forget. It's one of those. Yeah. It's coming up, and it's either June 30th or July 30th. Yes. One of those two.
He said he was happy that they finally gave him a date.
Yes.
Because I guess it was supposed to happen. There was never a hard date for it. And when he was complaining about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they were like, June 30th.
Yeah.
Or July 30th, whatever.
It's one of those two.
One of those two nights.
And he made sure to let everybody know it was coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Who's ever in charge of all these special nights? I'd be like, I don't want this job.
You think someone got fired over this?
No.
You don't?
No.
Because this has created a bleep storm.
It sure has.
Out there.
Well, now they're giving the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence an award that night. So they were invited, disinvited, re-invited, and awarded.
They were always getting the award, I thought. That's what I thought. And then you got Anthony Bass of the Blue Jays. If you saw him, he had to issue a public apology after he shared a video that endorses anti-LGBTQLA boycotts.
Oh.
To where he says, quote, "I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine."
He was
truly sorry for that.
He was endorsing people not buy Bud Light or shop at Target.
Yes, correct.
And now he's apologized.
I believe that's exactly what it was.
Waddle-doodle.
Waddle-doodle.
Apologize.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, Trevor Williams, Jerry. He's a pitcher
What'd he do now?
Well, he's a pitcher for the Nationals.
I know who Trevor Williams is.
He voiced his displeasure with the Dodgers.
Okay.
Reinviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night. Quote, "To invite and honor a group that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion and the religion of over 4 million people in Los Angeles County alone undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization."
Serious
question for
you, Eddie.
It's a well-thought-out thing.
How many religions are there?
Well, I would guess it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands?
There are 200 versions of Christianity in this country alone.
That's
worldwide. There are 45,000 approximately different versions of Christianity.
When are we going to cover them all for the Dodgers?
So I would say that it's probably hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
And if you go with religions that are no longer practiced, you know, like the worshiping the ancient Greek or Roman gods or the Norse.
Yeah,
gods,
I'm not counting that.
Which, by the way, I don't know. Some people may still do
that. Okay, fair enough.
I'm not sure.
But hundreds of thousands.
I would guess.
Because, a lot of religions.
Yeah, and because anybody can make a little variation and just do their own thing.
So 81 home games a year, the Dodgers would have to do a night every night for the next 4,000 years.
Yes, they better get busy with their calendar, their future calendars.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a lot, Jerry.
That is a lot.
Plus, you got to do all sorts of other nights.
Well, yeah. Bobblehead nights.
Bark at the park.
When is Atheist Night?
Well, they don't have it on the calendar yet.
Yeah.
And Eddie's against that.
Okay. Would you be shocked if there was one at some point?
Atheist Night? Yes, I actually would.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lesbian terrorist would have a better chance of getting elected in this country than a declared atheist.
Wow.
Words I didn't think I'd hear today.
Okay. Lesbian terrorist.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This turned weird.
You think every day when the Dodger person in charge of this walks into the office, they're like, "Let me check the news, see who's."
I think they're on their phone constantly.
You are.
Yeah, I don't. This is not the old days where you get in, put the computer on, or look at the turn the front page of the newspaper. I think they're at home staring at this nonstop. You imagine what their Instagram and Twitter feeds look like?
Right, the comments.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I think constantly they're looking at it. They have to.
I have a fun story to turn us around, Jerry.
Oh, fun story.
Turn the car around. Al Pacino's having a baby.
He's 82.
Hoo-ah!
And his wife or girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
29.
Yeah.
Okay. Hoo-ah. Now, hold on a second. We've talked about age.
Yes.
Age differences.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for if you're 60 and in shape with a 35-year-old. Either way.
All right.
Doesn't matter which one's the 60. I'm just saying 60 to 35.
Yeah, Cher always had very young boyfriends.
Absolutely. It's
Madonna.
Fine. 29 and 82?
Yes.
Even if he lived to be 100?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hoo-ah.
My good. I thought he was old in that movie, Scent of a Woman.
Right. When he was being hoo-ah, he was old.
Jesus. 82.
82. He's going to have a baby, Jerry.
But once again, all this
he's going to be running around with his babies.
The good news is,
yeah,
all this does is reinforce for me that it's never too late for you.
I'll probably have a baby at 82. You'll find a 29-year-old.
You'll be too old to take care of it.
Who would offer me?
Yeah.
Do you think my sperm?
Do you think when he was creating the baby, he went, hoo-ah, at the end?
I think it's very possible that he has done that numerous times.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
Right. Probably right after that movie, too, when he was picking up chicks, they'd be like, do the hoo-ah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hoo-ah.
Is it only one time at hoo-ah. The end?
Yeah, at the very end. Hoo-ah. Which means his sperm still works, Jerry. 82-year-old sperm.
I told you it will still work. Yes.
That's a manly man, Al Pacino.
That's why when you sit there and talk about you're too old, you're not.
I don't feel like my sperm is powerful like Al Pacino's.
You only need one, Al.
That's true. You only need one good swimmer.
To swim up river and get to its destination.
Talk about batting averages, as we were talking about earlier with Tony Gwynn. Just think
one
you only
for
need,
a million. You got a kid.
You only need one of those sperm out of a million of them.
That having been said, not that easy.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
But possible.
You're swimming upstream.
I got to be honest, Eddie. It would be glorious if one day Al came in here at the age of 54 and said, we're having a baby.
Having a baby, Jerry.
I think there would be a party in the commissary the very next day.
I might do it just to get 12 weeks paternity leave or whatever the New York state rule is these days.
I think it's nine.
Nine?
I don't think it's 12.
If
it's
but then you'd regret it.
Oh, my gosh. Do I regret it? Please.
To your deathbed.
Yes.
Right now the dog is going to feel his regret till he dies.
Right. If I had a baby like Al Pacino at 82?
Oh, I was thinking more 62.
Oh, 62.
Or 55.
Oh, 82 sounds good.
Or next week, you found out.
No. 82 is perfect because he's not going to give a crap.
He's got a 29-year-old girlfriend or wife.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody else
could
be taking care of that baby in a couple of years.
Or
another man.
What? You're right. He'll have a nanny.
Yeah.
He won't have to do anything, I wouldn't think.
And he'll probably impregnate the nanny. This is what these celebrities do.
Photos of him recently? Like, does he look good?
No.
Oh.
He looks old. He looks like he's 82.
He does.
Yeah.
Does he look old like Jack Nicholson looks now?
Yeah, he's getting there. Yep. Yeah, he looks old like Jack Nicholson. He's an old man. This is a good-looking girlfriend he's got, too, at 29.
Yeah, he's Al Pacino.
Ooh-ah.
I mean, he's famous, he's rich, and clearly, stuff still works.
Oh, yeah. So. He's probably taking blue chews.
Whatever works.
To get that baby going.
If that's what you need, why don't you take one this weekend?
Do you think she wanted a baby, or was it an accident? Like, she's probably like, this guy's sperm ain't swimming still.
I can't answer that. I don't know
you
the
don't
girl.
Know. We don't know.
If you told me she was thrilled because it links her with him now, okay. If you told me that it was a one-night thing, they just hit it off one night, okay. If you told me they were deeply in love, I'd say, okay. I don't know.
Well, I know they've actually been together for a while because I remember seeing...
She's 29. How long? 4 weeks.
Jerry, they've been together 20 years.
She just graduated from college.
When I say a while, I mean I didn't just hear of her when
she
got pregnant.
So maybe a year or two they've been around, maybe.
Yeah. I actually feel like, I feel like she was 27 when they started dating. He was a young 80.
Very youthful 80.
Very youthful 80, yeah. She thought he was very young when they met.
God. All right, 5:37, more than halfway home. Boomer and Geo coming up at the top of the hour. It's a Wednesday morning on The Fan. Oh, we're working for a living. No, something like that. 5:45, good morning. His name's Al. I'm Jerry. That guy's Eddie. And we got Boomer and Geo coming up at 6 o'clock. What else?
Jerry, I have is this a big deal or not a big deal?
Oh, big deal, not a big deal.
Big deal, not a big deal. I'm going to give you a story, Jerry. You're going to tell me, is this a big deal we should be concerned about? Is this not a big deal?
Is this Kate Hudson posing nude?
No.
Oh, because she did that. Okay.
That would be a good deal.
That was a good deal.
That's a good deal, Jerry.
Pink posing nude?
No, also a good deal.
That was out there too yesterday.
This is not a good deal, bad deal. This is... big deal, not a big deal.
All right, got it.
Two different things we do here.
All right.
Okay, the Giants have a rookie center, Jerry. His name is John Michael Schmitz. John Jacob Hammer Schmitz. He uses a different technique in snapping the football, which I didn't even know was a thing. He does something called the dead snap technique, Jerry, in which one point of the football is in the palm of his hand, and he snaps it to the QB end over end instead of spiral style.
Right.
Is this a big deal?
Well, I would say that's what these off-season workouts are for.
Yeah.
And what training camp will be for. Catch the ball.
Why would you...
just catch the ball.
Bring in a guy with a different snapping technique.
You realize what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Catch the ball. What's the difference?
What do you mean catch the ball? He's handing it to him.
No, they were talking about the shotgun, the little snap, the little spiral, or the end over end.
I think even in the regular snapping.
So get your hands up the crotch and let's go. Grab the ball.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Shotgun style. Mm-hmm. It's not coming out spiral.
That's what I was assuming you were referencing.
I think he does all the snaps like that. So you even get the ball snapped.
I've seen other guys snap like that.
I would immediately, if I had a bad game, be like, this dude's snapping the ball weird.
Well, if you fumble the snaps, you can certainly do that. I don't think you can blame an interception on the snap.
Yeah, I do love it. I would love a shotgun if I was quarterbacking.
That's
I feel
what
like,
they all do now.
Right? It gives you an extra step, but...
Snapper.
You also do have to, not only when you get the ball, figure out where you're...
You got to get your hands on the laces.
Yeah, where you like to throw the ball at.
But I don't think that's... I mean, you've played flag football.
I sure have.
It's not that difficult.
Mm.
It's not. You grab the ball, you spin it, you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's true. When you would play in the street with the Nerf football, if you played with a well-worn Nerf football,
there were no laces.
Not only were there no laces, but there were indentations where the thumbs always went, so you did have to find that.
That is true. A very good point.
Okay, so we're going to say then, Jerry.
I'm going to say not a big deal.
John Michael Schmidt's dead snap technique is...
Snapper.
Not a big deal.
No, but I'll revisit that after week four.
Snapperhead.
Let's see how that's gone.
If that snapperhead has a hard time getting my man Daniel Jones the ball, we're giving him $41 million a year, Jerry. He better get that ball snapped to him the way he likes it.
Yeah, or how about he just catches the ball?
Or just catch the ball and get rid of it quick.
That's it. No excuses. Let's go.
No excuses.
So I say not a big deal.
I don't know if you're aware, Jerry, but Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, he has broken up with his longtime girlfriend and now has
Is she 82?
No, they were more the same age.
Oh, okay.
This is not an Al Pacino situation.
He's dating Sharon Stone.
And they're having a baby. That would be a great story.
Maybe Oprah.
No, Josh Allen's dating Oprah and Sharon Stone. He's going to commit to one of them soon. He's going to reveal. No, he's got a new girlfriend who's an actress, Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, I actually am familiar with her.
Yes,
you are. I believe I've seen the photos of him and her together.
Yes. So they went on over this Memorial Day weekend. They were here in New York City, Jerry. They were having a sushi meal. And then we're seen making out.
Okay, good for him.
Making out after sushi.
Sushi. Mm.
Sounds weird. Fish breath?
Well, but
ugh.
But some people don't have the fish in the sushi. They have the fake sushi. That's
they
what
have
we
fake
have.
Sushi?
Like little rolls. Little cucumbers in it.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying like vegetable rolls as opposed to the raw fish.
It just looks like sushi, but it's not.
Yeah. Always be like, ugh, you got tuna breath.
Gross.
Sushi tuna breath. Well, I got to say, I think most sushi, even if you're eating just the fish part, it shouldn't smell. Because if it smells, that means you got some bad fish.
Ugh.
Big stank fish.
It's still fish in your mouth.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Still mushing fish in your mouth. I thought
swapping spit.
Originally, when I heard he and his girlfriend broke up, I thought this is going to be good news for the Jets. He's going to be heartbroken for the season. He's probably going to not know. He's going to be all out of sorts.
And now they're back together.
No, he's got this new girlfriend now.
Right. Oh, different girl. Got it.
Different girl.
Yeah.
You know, my only hope is that, you know, sometimes when guys are young, I know I was this way, when you start dating a new girl, you forget about everything else and you just locked in on this girl.
Well,
hopefully he's not hitting the playbook. You know what I mean? Hopefully he's making out, eating sushi with her.
You really think a rich quarterback on an NFL team in a small town is going to stay single for very long? I mean, come on.
How did he meet an actress, though?
He's Josh Allen.
Right, but you're saying, like...
He's probably hanging out in L.A.
I would have tried to go for the hottest chick in Buffalo. Don't make any jokes, Jerry.
I didn't say anything.
There are hot chicks in Buffalo.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. There's hot girls everywhere.
That's true. There are hot chicks everywhere, Jerry.
Yes, there are. And there are ugly men everywhere. And good-looking men everywhere.
Right. Right.
Here, we're in the land of the Creedence here at the radio station.
We are here at WFAN. I've been looking for good-looking dudes, Jerry. There are none of them here.
It's the Munsters 2023 version.
The only good-looking guy we have here, Tiki Barber, probably.
Tiki's a good-looking dude.
He's fashionable.
Yes.
Good-looking, in
Boomer's
shape.
He's good-looking.
Eh.
Big blonde. What do you mean, man?
He's going to be Al Pacino's age soon.
No, he's not.
Hoo-ah.
He's got 20 years before that. Are you out of your mind?
Hmm. All right. I did also see, I feel like this is something Boomer and Gio should discuss. I have no idea what this means.
Oh, boy.
But that the Knicks are not going to extend GM Scott Perry.
What do you mean?
I
don't know what this means. They fired him, basically.
He's fired.
His contract was up.
Okay.
He went into, all right, what are we doing? Well, you're leaving.
So Oh, who, are there big name GMs available?
Well,
for the
guy in Golden State just stepped down.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I don't. I honestly have no idea what they're planning on doing. But you know, it's so funny. So this poor guy has been around for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
They finally get good. Take a walk. Your job is done here.
He's so. Like, oh, hi. Who does he meet with? James Dolan, you think?
No, I would think it would be, what's his name? World Wide West.
Oh, yeah. So he walks in, he goes, hey, hey, we had a pretty good season from all these guys I brought in. They're like, yeah, no, you're out.
Get out.
We're getting a big name.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, is there a big name GM that's available? You mentioned this Golden State guy. Is it a name I would, a guy like me would know, Jerry?
Bob Myers is the guy in Golden State.
The answer then is no, there isn't. No, it isn't a name I would know.
Well, what name would you know from the NBA other than Michael Jordan and LeBron James?
I've heard of those guys.
Holy cow.
Speaking of LeBron James, Jerry, did you see he put out a what they're calling a cryptic Instagram post yesterday?
Well, Leon Rose would be the other guy, by the
Leon
way.
Leon Rose. He would talk to. Yeah.
A cryptic message.
A cryptic message on Instagram. He put a Jay-Z lyric from the song, What More Can I Say? And that lyric was, I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean?
It means nothing.
He's leaving basketball, Jerry?
He may be. I don't think he is, but we'll see.
I remember one of the when this first came up, when LeBron, after they lost, and he was like, I don't know if I'm going to play basketball anyway. A caller had a great point because there's no way LeBron's not going on a farewell tour.
I agree.
Right?
There's going to be that. He wants to play with his son, which we know.
Right.
So he's...
He wants to play
not
with...
Not to mention, he's still damn good.
He wants to play with Bronny, and he wants a farewell tour where he gets things like... Remember when Derek Jeter went on his farewell tour?
I do.
He'd go play the Marlins, get a surfboard.
Well, and then you buy them.
And then you buy the Marlins, right.
But no, I'm with you that he is coming back and playing at least one more year. I assume it'll be with the Lakers, but who the hell
knows? Who knows, Jerry?
Well, maybe go back to Cleveland one more time.
When does Bronny James come out?
I think next year. Not this season. I think one more.
So not this upcoming season, but the 24, start of 24 season.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think eligible then, but I'm not 100% sure.
So LeBron's got two more years.
He's going to USC, I think, next
year. Yeah, USC. With Dennis Rodman's kid.
Come on.
Yeah. They're both
going to
play.
Where's Pippen's kid?
I don't know.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of... Well, it is weird, though. Like, Kenyon Martin's son, you see him now around. It's like you start to feel old.
Oh, yeah. When these guys... I actually felt like Dennis Rodman's kid, that seemed like I would think his kid would be older to not just be starting college the way Bronny James is.
Is that his kid with Carmen Electra or with someone else?
No, it's got to be someone else.
Someone else?
That would have definitely been in the story.
That would have been news. That's true.
Carmen Electra's kid's out there.
All right, quick break. Yes.
Did they have a kid?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Don't know. Is it maybe Madonna's kid? He was with her, right?
He was.
Yeah.
It definitely is not Madonna's kid either.
Quick break when we come back. Boomer and Gio. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence talking hoops.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got about a minute or so left. The guys are standing by. I know you left a big story for the end.
Well, I left a correction for the end, actually, Jerry. You know, we were talking about Tony Gwynn earlier, and then we were talking about who's going to hit 400, and then I told you that dude on the Marlins.
Luis Urias.
Yeah.
He's
and then we said he won the batting title. Actually, Jeff McNeil, a listener, reminded
me. Maybe it was 2 years ago then.
2 years ago, this Marlins dude won
it. I feel like
it.
He won it. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he came in second. Whatever.
I forgot that Jeff McNeil.
So did I. Even,
that's so weird.
So did I.
Like, you would think that's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
It's a local.
Forgotten already.
You forget things like immediately. Some dude hit 400. We'd be like 2 years later. Like, I don't think anyone's hit 400 since Ty Cobb.
I know.
Like, no, a guy did it 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Why do we not remember the things?
Oh, he was. You know why? Because he was on the Twins last year.
Oh.
Not Jeff McNeil, Luis Urias.
I see. Why do we not remember, like, the most...
We don't sleep.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.